Hi guys, Shanman with you on Friday nights, about 10:20 tonight. I know probably 90% of you are trashed out of your mind right now and won't even realize that this is on Facebook until tomorrow when you're hungover. And you get to hear my lovely voice. Even if you don't care, you get to hear my lovely voice if you've clicked on the link. But I do appreciate you clicking and linking up with me. Does that make sense? No, really doesn't make sense. Really, what I wanted to do is I wanted to just give some details on the Red, White, and You Fest. Been getting some questions about how to get the free tickets. Well, here's the deal. If you've been listening to the radio, you've heard us say that these free tickets are for active duty members, veterans, firefighters, and police officers. Now, where there seems to be maybe a little bit of confusion, a gray area, I've gotten a couple phone calls tonight from people saying, well, you know, I'm an active duty member, but I haven't been deployed yet. Well, we'll look at it this way. If you can prove that you're in the military, you can head on up to Zia Records tomorrow from 10 o'clock until noon with Holmberg, and he'll give those free tickets while supplies last. All right, if you could prove you're in the military. Now, if you have been discharged, I think that would make you a veteran, you know, because you have been in the military. But it's just if you can prove that you've been in the military, then it's going to help you out. Now, the other questions that people have been asking are, well, my dad is a veteran, but he doesn't want to go to the show. But he wants to give me the tickets. He wants to give the tickets to me. Well, let's look at it this way. And it's how far and how deep your guilt runs. If you feel completely comfortable having your dad get those tickets for you and giving them to you, and then you go into the show and standing in the special section where all of the firefighters and active duty members are, and you see guys in their fatigues and, you know, and they're wearing maybe their uniforms, or I don't know, who knows. But if you feel comfortable walking around amongst a bunch of cops who have, you know, helped save lives and protected and serve and whatever, you're more, I wouldn't say you're more than welcome. That's on you. You can do what you want. But morally, I don't know. I wouldn't do it. I would probably still buy my tickets. So I would say, having someone vouch for you isn't necessarily okay. It's probably accepted, but I wouldn't go out and say, you know, my cousin is in the military. He doesn't want to go to the show. He wants to give them to me. I wouldn't do that. We're trying to appreciate those who were the first responders, maybe 10 years ago, helped out during 9/11. That's what we're looking for, okay? You know, but it's how far your guilt runs, okay? That's pretty much all I really wanted to say. So if you guys need more details on Red, White, and You Fest and the other bands that are coming to town, just log on to the website, 98kupd.com. Don't forget that the tickets are $25 until July 31st, which is on Sunday. So you've got to get those tickets as soon as possible before they go up to $35 on August 1st. And we are going to have some VIP tickets for you guys that are going to be $125. Again, all the details are on our website at 98kupd.com. And all the bands, too. I mean, God, you can't go wrong with this list. Five Finger Death Punch, Filter, My Darkest Days, Josta, Black Veil Brides, Digital Summer coming back. They're going to play for you guys. Anthrax is going to be here 4 days before they go to the Big Four in New York City. So you get to see them before they actually perform with Metallica, Megadeth, and Slayer, too. So check out the website. Thank you guys so much for listening. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.